Welcome to the Rural Venture Collective podcast, the show that celebrates the strength, innovation and resilience of women across East Gippsland. Whether you're a local resident or someone curious about the unique spirit of East Gippsland, this podcast is for you. Together we'll explore the triumphs, the lessons learned and the dreams that fuel these East Gippsland women. Through this podcast, we'll dive into the heart of East Gippsland and shine a spotlight on the incredible women who are shaping business, creating art, nurturing the land and fostering connections across this vast region. Get ready to be inspired, to learn and to be a part of a collection that celebrates the shared experiences that make East Gippsland more than just a place, but a home. So grab a cup of your favourite local brew, find a cosy spot and tune in as we embark on a journey of connection and discovery together. I'd like to acknowledge the Gunai Kurnai people as the traditional owners of the land on which we are gathered and pay my respects to their elders past, present and future. Welcome to the Rural Venture Collective. We have a little bit of a different conversation today. Let me give you a bit of a background. Recently, I was away with a group of girlfriends, all of a, shall we say, a similar age, certain age. And on the very first evening, the conversation turned around to that dreaded M word, menopause. One of our friends is quite passionate about researching menopause, finding out what is happening to her body and taking control of it. The conversation got quite hearty and actually continued for the whole weekend. There was a group of five girls and everybody had their own story and was interested in hearing more about one another's story. But what we decided at the end of the weekend was that none of us really knew much about the mysterious menopause. So today, I figured we'll go and get the information straight from the horse's mouth. Joining us is Di Gibbs from the Women's Health Centre in Bensdale. Welcome, Di.
Hello, Nick.
I've come and met you in the Women's Health Centre, which is a fabulous facility here. What is your role?
Well, my role is the Women's Health Nurse. I do that one day a week now. And also I'm the McGrath Breast Care Nurse for East Gippsland. So it's all about women's health, really, the role that I play here.
Yeah, so I guess you're hearing lots of stories from women from all age ranges and in all different stages of their life. Mm-hmm. Is menopause something that you deal with a lot?
Yes, the women's health clinic sees a lot of women around the what we call a perimenopause, around the age of sort of 40 onward, because there are other services now that sort of cater for the younger people in the community. So I do see a lot of women post-menopause as well. And yeah, their health needs do change over that time.
So Di, tell me this. Menopause is something that there's not been a lot of talk about. I know it's not something that my mother or my elder sisters spoke about. So it's not something that I know much about. And my friends are reporting the same thing. We're kind of learning as we go along. Is that something indicative to us, or is that something that's generational? We are the generation who are breaking new ground and saying, we want to know more about this.
I think that women, you know, now really want to know what's happening to their bodies. And, you know, we hear a lot about, you know, hormones and what controls us through our, when we're having children and things like that. And then when all that sort of finishes, our hormone sort of levels all fluctuate again and change. And then we really wonder what's going on with our bodies. And sort of that can happen. Menopause actually means when the periods stop. and for 12 months. And so that's the word menopause. But the time leading up to menopause can vary, you know, it could be 10 years before that sort of happens. So women have, you know, issues with periods and irregularities and heavy bleeding and also hot flushes start and things. So there's no sort of any set time when that's going to happen, but can lead to much discomfort, you know, when people are working and they wonder what's going on with their bodies. And I think just education now is so important so that women understand their bodies and so do their friends or their work colleagues and things. So it makes it an easier transition for them. One in three women will probably go to a doctor and talk about menopause, and they may need some assistance as well, you know, with some medication. Their quality of life is interfered with, that they can't function on a day-to-day basis. But most women will be okay, and they'll work out what's for them. They might seek out complementary therapies or alternate therapies, and that might get them through a difficult time. Or even just having education, they might sort of understand what's going on a bit more and be able to cope better with the time.
So is it fair to say that the approach for many generations has been, you're a woman, this is what happens, just deal with it and get on with it? But people are starting to change that dialogue now, aren't they? People are starting to actively seek some sort of understanding and treatment that in the past we knew little about.
Yes, I would say that. And I think that's, the internet has helped a lot with information. And then women can actually then be appeared or have the information when they go to the doctor and expect that, you know, if they need, they might be able to get some assistance with some medication. There was a study done with the hormone therapy, which then changed a lot in about 20 years ago about the thinking about going on hormone replacement. But now with more information out there, women who need it and can be understood are seeking that help.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, if all of a sudden everyone was scared of it and now, you know, there is a place for it. And there's, you know, a guideline now about how long you should be on these therapies, you know, with menopause symptoms and things. So, which is safer, much safer now.
So people talk about coming out the other side and when menopause is finished, but actually your body doesn't ever bounce back. Like it's a permanent change, isn't it?
Yes, because the hormone levels that, you know, were high, which was our estrogen and that progesterone, which controls us until menopause, well, that is no longer. We do get estrogen produced in our body in a different way, which I probably won't go into that today. Though we do get some estrogen, but that drop in estrogen levels do cause changes in a woman's body, which then, yeah, that's sort of permanent, I guess. So women do seek what they can do about those changes and how they can manage them. And a lot of women do talk to me about, you know, they might put on weight, you know, in around the menopause time. And that is a hormonal change as well. Can't be blamed for all weight gain. And so, you know, if that is happening, then I guess when women talk to me about it, we need to then talk about, you know, staying healthy. You might carry a little bit more weight and might not be able to stroke, you know, get it off very easily. But if you're, you know, living a healthy life, eating right, exercising right and doing all you can and having a positive, you know, outlook like that, the weight still might be a bother, but, you know, it becomes sort of, well, I'm doing all I can and I'm healthy and I feel good. Yeah, and sometimes it's a fact of life.
So women ask you about weight gain during menopause.
Yes.
What other common questions do you receive from people?
Well, when we do a women's health assessment, we ask about, you know, their sexual and reproductive health and things like that. Also, you know, after having children, a lot of women have sometimes have problems with continence issues, and urinary incontinence usually is the problem. And so what can happen is that can resolve, but around the menopause, when the estrogen levels drop, the pelvic floor can weaken as well. And so that perimenopausal time, which is about the 10 years, which will be, say, 40 to 50 years of age, some women then are complaining that they, you know, if they cough or sneeze or they just don't have the control of their urine as much as they did before. And, you know, that can be embarrassing and they want to know what they can do. And even though they've been told pelvic floor exercises and that's what they should do, most women don't do that. So we can give them a pamphlet for a start. And if they do need extra assistance, and sometimes they do, we can then refer them to like the continence service and things. And by talking about it out of the, you know, out of just in the context of the assessment, they can feel quite comfortable to think, okay, well, it's not just me. And yes, I will take up a referral and try and, you know, have some improvement in this for this.
I think that's the trick. Firstly, I think people all over East Gippsland are doing their pelvic floor exercises as we speak.
Yes.
But I think the trick is knowing that you're not on your own. It's not just you. It's happening to a large part of the population. But more importantly, there are things that can be done to help. You know, people don't need to be embarrassed by these things. There are services out there like the Women's Health Clinic. So we're in the Women's Health Clinic in Bensdale, located at the Ross Street Clinic.
Yes. Yep.
There are also Women's Health Clinic in Swifts Creek, Orbost. And the Orbost Clinic actually travel to Mallacoota a few times a year. So there is access to assistance locally, but there's other places that we can get some assistance. And you referred earlier to the internet. Yeah. I have heard speak of a menopausal guru.
In our clinic, we use a lot of the resources from the Jean Hales Centre for Women, which has been around for probably 50 years and grown in a lot of ways from a, you know, a doctor's surgery to now, you know, research. They did a lot of research on hormones in the 80s and 90s. A lot of menopausal resources being created from that. And so we know, I know that, you know, there are gynecologists there who are based at the Jean Hales Centre for Women who do travel. Dr. Elizabeth Farrell, who does podcasts on the website. So anyone who's wanting some information to see whether that's, you know, where they need to go to, do they need to see a guru or can they just get the information and the understanding and feel comfortable with that and not feel alone with their symptoms, they can look up the Jean Hales website and on the resources there's webcams, webcasts, web podcasts, and Dr. Elizabeth Farrell has been around for a long time, probably 40 years, I think, don't quote me on that, but
she's walking the walk then, I imagine.
She's been around for a long time, even, you know, a bit longer than I have been in the women's health, so it must be probably about that. And she does travel to Yarram or down in South Gippsland. So, you know, or now the Jean Hales Centre for Women actually has a clinic in the city, in the CBD, and it was based at Clayton, which was always a bit hard for sometimes women who did want to seek out some expert information. I mean, sometimes it means going to your GP to get a referral to a specialist, but sometimes women are actually just wanting someone who knows about women's health from the beginning. So they might go down to one of the GPs there and talk about the women's health issue of their concern. So, yeah, so it is accessible now in the city, which, you know, has made it much easier for people if they, you know, can go by train and see someone and then come home again. So, yeah, so that's only been the last few years. So that's an excellent resource as well.
Great. And, of course, we'll put links to the Jean Hales Centre and to our Bensdale Women's Health and the other East Gippsland Women's Health clinics in the show notes. So don't have to be looking for a pen in your handbag or, you know, getting off the tractor to try and scratch into the sand. The details we're giving you, you will be able to find that information in the show notes. So, Di, we've talked about women who might be suffering from menopausal symptoms, but we haven't actually talked about what those symptoms are. So what sort of things do you find people presenting with?
Okay, well, the most common one probably is, you know, the hot flushes that start and sort of come over in a hot wave. They call them hot flashes sometimes. And they can be quite distressing, particularly if they keep happening, you know, not during the day. And then also night sweats too, which, you know, keep women up in the night. And there's degrees of that. They might be sort of mild night sweats, or they might be soaking night sweats, which are quite distressing when, you know, women have to get up and, you know, change bed clothes and things like that. So, yeah, so that's probably one of them, you know, one of the common ones. Also, problems sleeping. Sometimes it's because of the night sweats and things, but otherwise it's just, you know, problems sleeping. Sometimes some anxiety and mood changes and things that haven't been like that before. So that's sort of distressing to some women. It, just general tiredness, bladder changes and things, which we did talk about, and discomfort and, you know, what they can do about that, and with continence issues as well, and the change in the periods, you know, the irregularity of periods and not knowing when they're going to, you know, have a period, which can be quite, if they're not prepared for that. So all those sort of changes, sometimes they become very heavy and you know, something that needs to be discussed with it if it continues, because then their iron might go, you know, iron levels get low, and that can lead to tiredness and things. And also vaginal symptoms, because the estrogen protects the pelvic floor, the cells of the lining of the, you know, the urethra, which leads to the bladder, and also the vagina. So, you know, discomfort with dryness down there. There, we say down there, mm-hmm. which then can lead to problems with intercourse and sometimes relationships and things like that. So women seek some advice about that, and some women haven't ever spoken about things like that before. So, you know, it's an opportunity to get some advice and not feel as if they're the only one that's happening to. So if women aren't sleeping and they're anxious and their relationships are all in a bit of turmoil, they're tired, moody, and, you know, often women say, you know, it's not like me, I'm not moody, I've never been moody, and, you know, they're not tolerating day-to-day activities and things, they may need, you know, some assistance and to talk to a specialist or their GP. And they may need sometimes the quality of life. Women are prescribed some hormone replacement therapy. But nowadays, women don't go into that lightly. It's usually something they've researched and discussed at length, and which is a good thing, I think, for women to be in control of what they're taking as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So I imagine if you're tired and you're feeling kind of anxious and overwhelmed with things, you know, some women are having trouble working as well, like actually functioning and holding down a job.
Yes.
It can be as extreme as that, can't it?
Yes, it can. And of course, that's upsetting, you know, there being a woman who's been in control and organized and all, you know, then their life starts to change and they can't be that person. And they try, and then, of course, they can become teary, and they may not have even been a teary person either, you know, and so they're just not functioning to how they want to be. So, yeah.
So, Di, have you always worked in women's health?
Well, I did my nursing, then I did my midwifery, and then, yeah, I did always had an interest in women's health, and then I went into sexual, what's called family planning then, sexual and reproductive health. And then in the early 90s, then did the what they call the Pap Test Provider course, which was an extension of that course. And, yeah, so then it's gone from there, and, you know, to provide an option for women to come and have their Pap Test, which was always unpleasant usually for women or uncomfortable. And it gave – we actually had the ability to have to do a bit holistic sort of assessment and take a bit more time. So that's sort of where the Women's Health Clinic sort of grew. Yeah, and it's been going for a long time. Things are changing a little bit now because we've seen a whole shift in Pap tests no longer. Cervical screening came in probably from 2017. And since then, that was still the same way as done as the Pap test. But last June, then they, looking for the human papillomavirus, they realised they could do that with a swab. So now women are invited every 5 years. So there's been a whole shift in, you know, times and all things. every 5 years. And if they're eligible, they can do a WOP. It does still have to be done at the doctor's surgery or a women's health clinic. At this stage, it's not going to be like a bowel screening kit for a while. But they're looking to eradicate cervical cancer by 2035 in Australia. And this self-testing now, self-collecting, is helping that, because more women are coming forward now to have that test done.
Yeah, and the more we talk about it, of course, and demystify it and de-demonize it, I guess more people come forward as well.
Yeah.
Great. So, Di, have you always lived in Gippsland? Let's talk about Di the person.
Di the person grew up in Meetown for a little while and on a farm, and then, Bensdale, and then Melbourne nursing, and then back to Bensdale and family. And here I am, still here now.
So you moved back to Bensdale to raise your own family?
Yeah, came back before I had children. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, had children. And it's been a lovely place to grow up and live. Yeah.
What are some of your favourite things to do
around here in East Gippsland? Or beach, mountains, walk, enjoy gardens, and just enjoy the Mitchell River, can't beat that.
It's a great relaxed lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you manage to walk to work, or?
I should.
Oh, true.
And I'm talking to ladies about, doing exercise post-menopause. Yes, I should walk, but I try and go for a walk, when I get home. Well, I'm not an early morning walker, but yeah.
Well, I think you're either an early morning walker or an evening walker, and I don't think you can switch up which one you are, can you? Di, what else do we need to know about the Women's Health Clinic? It's part of the Bensdale Regional Health Service.
Yeah.
And do we need to plan ahead to make an appointment, or generally are they?
Yes, so I need to make an appointment. At the moment, the clinic is on a Monday. But with a bit of flexibility, because I do have other roles here, so I can be a bit flexible, especially, we have women coming from outside Bensdale quite often. I do an outreach clinic to Bucca about twice a year. That's, since COVID, we're starting that up again to try and sort of reach rural women, to save them coming, down if we can. Sometimes when we do that, we do a bit of an information session in the communities if it's, can be organised. So we do have appointments on other days if people can't make it on Monday.
Right. Well, thank you for your flexibility. It is a great service and something that we need locally and that we need as women. We're really interested to hear back from you, the listener, in this instance. So, if you want to hear more information around this topic, we can perhaps reach out to some specialists and talk more specifically about things like HRT and getting treatment, or living with symptoms and how long symptoms are likely to last, all those sorts of things. If you think that it's something that you'd like to hear more about on this podcast, we'd really be pleased to hear from you. So hit us up on Facebook or Instagram, send us a private message, and just let us know what you liked about this podcast and what you'd like to hear more of. We're here for you, and we want to connect women through the Rural Venture Collective, make sure people are hearing topics that are relevant to them. So again, I'd just like to thank Nurse Di Gibbs. Am I allowed to call you Nurse Gibbs?
Yes, we don't usually get called that much anymore, but that's very old.
Very old-fashioned.
But that's okay.
Well, thank you, Nurse Gibbs. We really appreciate your time. We really appreciate your expertise, and hopefully we can connect to women who don't know about this service and perhaps could utilise it ongoing.
Thank you, Liz. And I'm very happy, if people wanted to come in and have a chat, they don't have to have a cervical screen, but if they've just got some, things they want to discuss and a guide to where they might get some assistance, I'd be very happy to see.
Thanks, Di.
Well, that's us for today. Thanks for joining us on the Rural Venture Collective. Remember to like and subscribe so you'll be updated when our next podcast lands. Most importantly, stay connected and get out there and enjoy our beautiful East Gippsland. Bye. This podcast is brought to you by East Gippsland Marketing.